Welcome back to another episode of On Life and Being Human. I'm your host, Catherine Colleen, and this is the podcast where we help you create a better life through complete connection to yourself, to others, and the world around you. Today we're going to be talking about an aspect of connecting to your partner, and specifically on the level of expression. And we've been talking in various podcasts previously about connecting to your partner, and we've been kind of working our way up the chakra system, which is a great kind of guide for you in terms of connection. We started with root chakra stuff like grounding and safety. We worked up through creativity and sexuality, and then independent will, and then love and compassion. And now we're up to what the throat chakra represents, which is expression. And as always, you're going to have a hard time appreciating and encouraging someone else's expression if you cannot appreciate and encourage your own expression. So, what is expression? Let's talk about that first. Expression, which is associated with the throat chakra, includes all the ways that you convey things to other people and to the world. So, clearly, verbally, through writing, through speaking, through questioning, but it also would include your appearance, through the way that you choose to dress or the way you choose to wear your hair or tattoos or piercings or makeup or jewelry, any way that you decorate your body or present your physical self to the world. It would include your movement and your body language, your attitude, your energy, the vibes you give off, the feelings that you express, and even your exploration of your divine nature. So it's a lot more than just what you choose to say. So you could be expressing all kinds of things. You could be expressing your truth, your opinions, who you are, what you do, what you want, what you think, your dreams and your aspirations, or anything else. And it all mixes together to make up your full expression, your unique self carrying out your mission at this moment. So strength of self comes into play here, in that you need to feel confident in expressing your truth, whatever that is right now, right? Recognizing that that will change. And that being said, your expression may include times when you choose not to express yourself, right? Because in as much as we want to express ourselves, sometimes we make the choice not to express ourselves, not to share some aspect of self or the current self. There are times to be out loud about something, and there are times to just listen and receive. So true confidence in expressing yourself shows when you at times choose not to be the center of attention, and at other times choose to shout. The important thing is that it's all by your choice, not because you feel forced or coerced or suppressed or oppressed or otherwise sidelined. So it needs to be your choice to express at whatever volume you want to, or your choice not to express because you chose not to express. Now, there are certainly going to be times when you may choose to express only part of yourself. So, like often at work, we might only show what I would call our corporate side. And at certain gatherings, we might forego showing certain of our tattoos. You get the idea. We dress mostly in line with the standards of whatever situation we find ourselves in. Now, in our own time, we may be more expressive, right? When you're just on your own time. While you're beholden to other people for jobs and money and opportunities and such, I suppose this is a good idea. Now, are you being inauthentic? I hope not. You really don't need to be. But out of the dozen facets of your authentic self, you're just choosing to present and to use some of them and to save others for other situations. Now, does that mean you are that you're suppressing your full self? Yeah. Yeah, it does. Yes. Socially, until you are financially independent, you are suppressing your full 100% self. Now, the parts that you choose to present at work are authentically you. And the parts you choose to present at the yoga festival or the motorcycle rally are also authentically you. You are varied and you are fascinating and you are evolving. And once you're financially independent, you will have very little reason to hold back any part of your expression because you won't need anything from anyone. So if you want to hear more about that, go and see my writings on financial independence and writings from other great authors for more on that, the financial side and how that affects your expression, because it has a huge, huge, massive effect on your self-expression. I can't even relay it well enough here with the right words. It's an enormous impact on your ability to freely express your 100% self. So study that further and see what roads that takes you down. But it's entirely possible to get there. You just have to do the work. And this is when your artistic side, your wild side, your shamanic side, your activist sides, whatever it is, will really get space to expand in their expression. And until then, the weekends and the days off will suffice just fine. Now, the one person who will hold you back the most from your full expression is you. Not surprising. See, ultimately, your expression is your choice. You choose how you want to dress, how you want to wear your hair, how you speak, what you speak about, and so forth. It's ultimately your choice. If you are choosing not to speak up when you think you should or when you want to, if you're choosing to dress differently in your free time than how you would like to, or if you're avoiding showing any aspect of your current truth to your partner, that should be examined. Be careful not to blame your partner for your own unwillingness to express yourself. If they belittle you or they otherwise discourage your expression, that's a signal that they are not the right partner for you. It is not a signal that your expression is wrong. You see, in this life, there is no wrong expression. Just like there's no wrong human. There's just massive variety. And you should feel free to express yourself in any way that you feel like. Dance, sing, paint a picture, paint your body, speak up, speak your truth. Support your own evolving expression and live it. And then you'll be in a good place to support your partner, not just through words, but through example. You see, it's hard to tell someone that they should express themselves when you don't allow yourself the same privilege. So revel in your partner's expression. Encourage them to speak their truth as before. And now expand that to reveling in all of their nonverbal expression too. all of it and all the different facets and ways that they can express. Now, at this point, we've talked about the importance of you expressing yourself in your way and the importance of supporting your partner in their expression, verbal expression, and all the nonverbal expression. So the challenge here comes when our partner's expression evolves and when our own expression evolves. So let me explain. We are always evolving. Over the years, we learn and we grow and we're exploring new facets of ourselves and the world. And you and your partner have gotten used to the way you express yourselves. It's comfortable. Now you want to express yourself in another way. Maybe by some art form or some new experiences or some new way of dressing. And you worry how your partner will accept that. And your partner worries the same thing as they change over time. And now, ideally, you can build an environment where you and your partner feel free to express themselves and to evolve how you express yourselves over time, and where the evolution itself is encouraged. But the problem is that we're too attached to some aspect of ourselves or our partners. You come to see them in some particular way. You get attached to how they dress, or they get attached to how you cut your hair, and then you change, or they change, and the other feels grief. Yes, grief for the old ways. See, we have to be able to let it all go. Let go of your old ways and embrace trying something new. Let go of your partner's old ways and encourage them to try something new. But you really liked the old way, you say. Well, that's nice. But time moves on. And maybe the new way will be even better. Or not. And maybe you or they will go back to some older styles. That's fine too. The point is to not become attached. Expression is transient. Life itself, which is a form of expression, is evolving and transient. So just flow. Flow in your expression. Flow in your partner's expression. Allow space for all of that to expand and become more wonderful than before. And allowing that evolution, it actually loses you nothing. There's not really any loss here at all. See, your partner's previous expression is always a part of your past experience. And that makes room for new, enjoyable expression. And more than that, your encouragement of their growth and their encouragement of yours is a point of connection for you both. It deepens the connection and it makes it stronger. So there is only good here in accepting the transient nature of expression, which is just a little slice of the transient nature of life, because life itself is expression. So this is a varied and beautifully complex topic. So let me know what thoughts and ideas and questions you have on this. Head over to the website, join the weekly journey email list, and write me back. tell me what's going on in your world, how I can help, what you think, and how you have found ways to make room for your partner's evolving expression and your own. Thanks for joining me this time. As always, I'll be wishing you, Purna Asati, complete connection.